smoking and growing and watching prohibition fall down.
All right, wake and bake, man. Are you ready to wake and bake? Because it seems like some people are dropping off around the bakery.
They are. Warehouse Kyle with his immune system is about the only one unaffected here. I got a little taste of it today. Guru's still out. Well, Aaron's still out. I'm telling you, Warehouse Kyle's the only one.
All right. I'm glad I'm not up in the bakery then. You guys are, I don't know if I want to call you weak because I'll jinx myself. Maybe it's a change of seasons. Is that what does it sometimes to people?
So I guess the Indians were weak too, huh? Huh? God. So sorry that bacteria gets me sick, man. The bad kind. Yeah.
I can imagine it's just everyone sleeping with their window open too.
What? No way. That's where the good microbes come in, man.
I'll give you a preview what's going on today. Yes, wake and bake, guys. You guys can hang out, get a little irie, enjoy your drive, have fun at work, whatever you'll be doing. Scotty's got, he said after 900 episodes, Scotty's got some thoughts, man. Are we getting a good message out?
You know? I was reading the book and it's like, what's the message, man? What's your message? I was like, I don't know. And I kind of was embarrassed after 910 episodes. I didn't know what our message was.
Gotcha. I don't know what the message is with your kid's 15th birthday and a friend bringing a bottle of wine either, but we'll talk about that as well.
I didn't either. I need you to help me decode that. Am I mad?
I got caught. I don't know. I'll say maybe I got caught in front of some like cable TV for a little bit. So I got to ask you a few questions. I couldn't really believe how it was working or what I was seeing. I was like, really? And then a good story, man, from a listener's got a story about how he got busted, man, and went actually had to do some time and shit. And it's pretty, man, I hate to say it's funny when anybody gets busted. It's interesting though. This was back in 2010. So not too long ago.
Yeah. That ain't funny. Ain't nothing funny about having to go to jail, sir.
In the news, too much damn hemp going on, rotting in the fields, according to this news story, as well as they're spraying pyrethrins from the air up in, is that in Michigan, I think it was?
It is.
So I have some opinions for mosquito-borne illness.
Yeah, you want malaria, sir? I wonder what it is. They used to have like West Nile they would spray for in Florida.
Hmm.
Yeah, suffering, being one that's suffering from a bacterial infection right now. I'm a little torn, but I don't know, aerial spraying, that is creepy. They used to do that when I was a kid and scared the shit out of you. That truck, the buzz truck would come around and you just run indoors.
I watched, saw a plane doing it one time over the farmer's field out in the country. And I was like, at first I thought a plane was like crashing. Right. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Ah, and I pulled over and watched it for a little bit. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I probably shouldn't be this close to any potential drift of whatever the hell they're spraying. So
nah, I talked to the government guy. It's harmless.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. Well, before we get into the show, guys, DGC membership running strong on our 1,000 membership drive. That is, and if you guys are enjoying us on the way to work, in your grow, whatever you're doing, keep in mind there's definitely a bit of production that goes on behind the scenes and a team here. I don't know, we've got a team of what, 6, 7, 8 people? Scotty keeps adding people, so I don't know what the hell to do about it.
But. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's 3 that are left. That's infection. No, I'm just having fun. Yeah, we've got a great team of people doing really cool work. I've been enjoying this.
Yeah, membership at $10 a month, helping us spread the message of prohibition falling down, good things about cannabis, helping your grow, whatever we can do. It's over on dudegrows.com under the support us. Right there, the member benefits on a quick rundown, 30% off recharge, 30% off merchandise in the DGC outlet on the homepage, free seeds, 5-pack of obsolete genetics from Seeds Here Now. Shout out Seeds Here Now. As well as the best part of it, Scotty, is the good feeling of supporting something you believe in.
Yeah, all right? Being part of the crew. Love it.
I mean, if we could, yeah, we're almost, what are we, show 9-11, we're getting close to 1,000 episodes, and then what do we got to do? Something's got to go down, all right?
Yeah, we got to party, dude. That's what we got to do.
How many is Rogan on?
I don't know, but they keep good. It's amazing. Some of these podcasts where you're like, okay, they're on episode 1,800 or something. You're like, wow. But we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yes, appreciate it, DGC, for the help along the way. All right, let's see what they're smoking on. Speaking of the crew out there over on the homepage, dudegrows.com, go over there and find some dank nugs. And this is cool. This is titled So Much Fun by Kuzmas. It says, we're just looking at, this says, randoms from rooftop. Nice to see people getting their grow on. And we're just looking at different backyards. Yes. And presuming, like, he went up on his rooftop. Are these all his neighbors?
I hope so. That one's awesome with the azalea flowers mixed in.
Yeah, just cannabis plants mixed into landscapes in different yards. different styles. And that kind of felt like this, which it was when I moved into this neighborhood. It's like, dude, every third person, some people just literally, one dude has a huge, it's probably 8 feet tall by 12 feet freaking wide, crazy huge plant, like a stalk, like my arm.
Yes.
And it's just for landscape, really. He's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't mind that, but I like it. He's like, I'm kind of, you know, I don't mind making a statement, but it's like, all right, whatever works, I'm down.
Yeah, it's a cool plant.
It is a cool, do you think it would be considered if it was some type of landscaping plant?
I guess the smell would depend if you like that smell or
good
not.
Point. Good point. Right? You could handle the dank at times. What are you toking on today?
What am I toking on? I've actually got some Crescendo. Loving It Her Eyes came out a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And she brought me a little Crescendo. I don't know if you can see that, but man, is that beautiful. It is melty and beautiful. So I'm going to smoke it. About the only thing I can smoke right now because I'm sick is a vaporizer. So I'm going to use
this. What are you, half sick?
No,
you're just putting on a show for the show.
I'm ready. I don't know. I can suck it up for this half hour, but I'll be going to bed afterwards, man. I'm going to eat an edible and go to bed afterwards.
Next, Scotty's going to drop out and then Guru will be back. It's just a rotating madness.
We're trying, dude, those infections, that bacteria is serious.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking on here. Not what I'm not. I was thinking today, like, I have some different Apollo 13. I have another, like I said, this bag of DGC kind bud that it isn't labeled, and I mix the two together, and that's a good blend. But I missed my standard for a long time back in the early episodes. I grew Island Sweet Skunks, the strain I grew like the longest,
right?
That I, you know, knew like my, and it was my favorite to start the day. I guess was something familiar. Maybe it's like when you have your favorite coffee. Do you stay standard in the caffeine zone or do you rotate around the beans?
No, I stay standard, man. I'm with my espresso.
Same roast or whatever.
Yep, will, same brand, bean. Same roast. I'm boring.
See, I think that's kind of what I don't know. You just missed the standard for some reason, but Island Sweet's going to come. I'm thinking about bringing that one back around. It takes a while to flower.
Delicious, though.
Delicious, delicious. Should we get into it, man? I'll ask you, what is going on after 900 plus episodes, dude?
Man, I don't know. I was just reading this book last night. I was talking about the message. I was talking about, you know, what message, what is your message? And I was like, I'm always overcomplicating things. So I came up with a pretty simple one. And if I was going to do something for, oh shit, this thing's burning. If I was going to do something as far as how to give a single message, it would be that cannabis is good. And it's good for people. It's good for the land. It's good medicine. I think that's a pretty simple message to deliver, no?
Yeah. What do you mean? I don't know about simple. Depends on where you're at and how that person has been. You know, what age are they? Did they grow up in Prohibition land? It might be a little bit more challenging.
Yep. So that's the challenge, man. You know, that's the challenge. To change the perceptions of cannabis. It's just been like 100 years since we've been demonizing it. We can change that. We can absolutely change that perception. That's what I think my motivation is. That's what the goal is. That's what I'd love to inspire the DGC to do. If we all do that around us, you're going to see, just like maybe it wasn't you in this specific state, but somebody starts growing. It's a cool plant. You're the catalyst for all your neighbors to start growing. And then pretty soon you've kind of, that's how like a virus or an infection works. Trust me, I know.
Yes. No, it's tough sometimes if you're in a position where you can't normalize. Like I say, the most powerful thing is to be that person where you're at the neighborhood party or barbecue or going to see somebody. And without saying shit, you just break out a joint on the back patio. Everybody else is, you know, having some drinks or whatever. Yeah. But that's hard to do depending on where you're at with the stigma involved. But it normalizes it. You're right, especially when you show, hey, I mean, I don't just use cannabis to go rock out at the concert, man. Some people use cannabis straight out while they're hunting as a necessity for comfort or sleep or whatever. Interesting stuff, but it's happening, and that's what's exciting for sure.
You think that you're going to fucking be able to shoot anything if you're given a huge smoke signal of cannabis around, man? Oh, no.
There's a lot of ways to consume it. You might bring in the deer, dude. Some animal, you know what I'm saying? Some animals get down.
It absolutely does. I was just thinking about it. And if there was one thing that I could ask the DGC to do, if there's one reason that we started this community, it is to change people's perceptions of cannabis. And I think you do that one person at a time, you know, by being a responsible stoner, by, you know, smoking that joint and keeping your conversation on point and not going, I don't know. You know, and then talking the next morning and being like, yeah, man, y'all were smoking or drinking. I was smoking and I'm at work at 7:30 this morning, feeling good. It's that kind of example, I think, will change people's perceptions.
Getty for president. All right.
No, I just want to, I don't want to do any work, man. All right. I just want to freaking show people that weed is easy and it's good. You know,
We've been doing the work. So you just reminded me of the event, like the DGC Cup. You want to change somebody's perception of cannabis. Say, hey, I'm going to take you to this huge party where everybody's toking. It's like over 300 people. And they might be like, man, I don't know what to expect, man. What's it just going to be like a bunch of people in tie-dye shirts, like red-eyed, baked out? Or you know what I mean? Right. And it really, it's an event that normalizes, that shows, hey, with no alcohol involved and all this token, look what goes down.
And I was talking to a businessman today that's, you know, huge, you know, in the cannabis industry. I mean, a huge multi-million dollar player. And he's like, yeah, I hit my, you know, my pens all the time. You know, he's like, these guys are cannabis users that are very successful businessmen. You know, he's like, I'm going to smoke a joint with my wife every night. But yeah, I hit the pen all the time. I like all, you know, he likes every aspect of it.
I'll tell you, when you come and visit up here, man, it's more normal. British Columbia, I've never been in a more normalized place where people, you know, like completely, even almost on the law enforcement level in some situations. Like, you know, it's been around forever.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, the reason I didn't like cops and never trusted them was because they could always just come and.
Because they put you in jail for having some cannabis at one point.
The tiniest bit, though. And I always had the tiniest bit of cannabis on me. So always had to worry.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I got, sir. That's what I got.
That's what you got?
I don't know.
Move on.
I'm sorry, man. Okay, I do have to ask you. I talked to the dude about this, and I wasn't really sure how to act. You know, I'm kind of known as a fairly loose dad. I make sure that my kids' friends know that I'm a human being. They come talk to me if they want to. I'm not some stiff, you know, Mr. Real. I'm Scotty to them as well. But I threw my kid a birthday party, went downtown, and like a little party down at one of the restaurants there. And she has about 20 kids. One of the kids shows up with a very classy bottle of wine. Now, my kid is 15, okay? So a bunch of 15-year-olds, they brought little gifts, and he brought the most appropriate gift if you're 30, a bottle of wine. And I was
Was there any... Was it a gag gift? Was it for real? Was there any explanation behind it?
Don't know. He just kind of presented it in a kind of freaking like he was 30. And I just looked and was like, you know, actually it was in a restaurant. And I was like, excuse me, you're 15 years old and you have this bottle of wine on you. First off, how did you walk down the street with it? Because you look 15. Second of all, how did you walk into a restaurant with it?
Yeah.
And third of all, why are you giving it to my daughter? I guess, but.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You know, you told me about that, and I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. You got a slippery slope with normalizing any type of alcohol use for sure.
Normal? What do you mean? It's the most normal thing ever. There was 50 people drinking beer around my kid at her birthday party. You know?
So it was at a bar?
Yeah, it was at a bar. It was at a burrito place, man. A place where you just walk up and get a burrito. You know, they certainly serve beer there. So that my point was that these guys are surrounded by alcohol. They're surrounded by weed. And first off, if you were going to get tanked, wouldn't you get a fifth of Jack Daniels or Jim Beam or something or vodka? You wouldn't bring a bottle of wine and put it on the table and show it to everybody. So I was like, dude, this guy's got balls. That's the fucking funniest thing I've seen a 15-year-old do in a while. I just laughed. I mean,
I'm not a stiff like that in the sense that with alcohol consumption in the youth, you want some familiarity to a degree because, you know, statistics show like in other countries when it's not as don't ever drink that. And then the kids go to college here and they go ape shit with it or whatever. You know, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah. Well, how the fuck is not until you're older and, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Are those really ways to parent somebody?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You know, so why don't you say, hey, look, these demons are going to be around all your life. You know, there's certain things that aren't going to hurt you, and there's certain things that are. You know, nicotine, alcohol, look at all the people around that struggle with those for their entire lives. So be careful with it. I got to tell you that these kids didn't seem the least bit interested in alcohol. They very well might have gone down and smoked 2 or 3 joints in 2 hours, but they didn't really seem interested in alcohol. And that was another thing. I was like, dude, don't you guys worry about like the cops and stuff? And you want to talk about like decriminalization or at least normalcy? Dude, these kids were telling me, 16-year-old kids are telling me they get pulled over. They stink like weed. The cops find their nugs and they let them go home. They let them drive home. I was like, okay, things are pretty liberal now, huh?
I dig.
It's cool as fuck because I could drive home all day smoking weed, man. Are they really just starting to worry about our public safety? Because if so, I might actually dig.
All right, I'm going to move on. You're done.
I'm done, sir.
Which is fine. I dig what you're saying. I dig what you're laying down. I got to ask, brother? Man. So I was actually at a little Airbnb up in Whistler, like a little one-bedroom apartment thing, staying for a night to go mountain biking. So they had a cable TV.
You are so trendy, man. You go mushroom foraging from your Airbnb, huh?
No, that was from my house. But they had basic cable on the wall, nothing that pre-record, whatever. You could watch what was on.
I like that it's TV on the wall for you. It's just cable on the wall, man. That's all it was.
So, but they put on a show, and I could not believe how long the commercial break was, like,
yes.
Unbelievable.
Brother, it's 6 minutes and it's 12 commercials. I've seen it because they take an hour and a half movie now and they make it 3 hours.
Isn't it on your cable as well that they turn up the volumes on the commercial too?
Yes, I get a mild shock if I try to change a channel.
Or have the remote or do some sort of action and I guess most people are saying, dude, nobody watches commercials. You just fast forward through them.
Yeah.
But if you can only afford the most basic cable, you don't have that option, do you? Or is it standard now?
Nah, I'm sure that there's non-DVR cable systems out there.
So it made me think about, like, this, and then the commercials they had on, I'm like, are they marketing just to a lower income that can only afford not Netflix, not a box that records shit? And I kind of think
they are. You know what it is? I'd say this before, but in marketing, you learn about a diffusion of innovation. I mean, it's how fast things innovate. And right, there's like the mainstream in the 70s and the 80s was consuming TV like crazy, the 90s or whatever, who knows. But as things have gotten, as the internet got better, it's only, they call it like the last little bit. It's like the late adopters and the laggards are the ones that are still there. When you're marketing to TV, you're marketing to the laggards, the last people that are still watching.
And poor people too.
I don't know. I know somebody that's not super rich, but just added Comedy Central to his, whatever it was, YouTube package or Amazon package. And he does it because he enjoys that station. It's kind of like an a la carte world these days. You know what I mean?
Where you want Comedy Central, it's $5. You got to figure that shit out. Super annoying. Let me move on because I got a quick story to tell.
Commercials are brainwashing, sir. They suck, man.
This is in from a listener here, and he says, basically got in a bus and he wanted to drop the story. And this is the Meridian Police Department. I'm not sure where Meridian is, but this is back in 2010. And it says he basically he's a grower. He was growing a few plants and he was taking the leaves and putting them. I don't know if he's flushing them or putting them down the drain in the basement.
Right.
Because he's like, dude, I know they go through the trash. Like, I heard a buddy got busted going through the trash. He was just super paranoid about that.
Sure.
He's like figuring this is working. There's a plumbing problem down the road and all the drains, you can track a drain back to a house.
Jesus.
So they find some leaves in the system, get it back to his house.
This is the craziest way of getting busted, I'll have to say, man. Go on, sir.
And here, I'll just read here. It goes, and the Meridian Police Department goes through the trash when they're trying to get people. So in the toilet, it was. Hope everyone can learn from my mistake or just laugh their ass off listening to the sad tale. They gave me 18 months. I was held on $150,000 bail prior to
18 months probation?
He says 18 months. It didn't say probation after it.
Oh, my God.
At the same time, the following day, a man down the street was arrested for kiddie porn and sexually assaulting a child, was given $50,000 bond, and I'm sure he didn't even get time. Interesting dynamic there.
Wow.
He goes, so to conclude, I keep smoking, watching DDC, Urban Ramo, Vader, and all the grow while I'm saving up to move to Oklahoma. Yip, yip, yahoo, or something.
Oh, man, that is a horrible story. I'm so sorry to know that. 18 months of your life for some plants.
You'd think you'd be good putting some leaves in the toilet, wouldn't you? Or would you know better? You got a little plumbing experience.
You would think you'd be good as long as they go all the way down. You should be good. But that's a lot of putting a lot of volume like that. Man, what would you do with your leaves? I would just let them rot. If you keep them wet and then you put them in just a garbage bag wet.
That just creates pathogens.
But they rot though. And you just keep them, whatever. It's a little bit of a warm space and they rot quickly. And then they're indecipherable in the garbage. Does that work?
I always put all of my grow made it to the dump. It's always a nervous run, you know, because you're there and there's the dump guys there where you're dumping shit. Dude. And if you're like, you got the tractor that comes too quick before you get out of there and rips open your bag of plant material and hydrogen and rock wool. And
here's all the problem. You get busted, at least in a lot of places, with leaves, stems, hydrogen and rock wool. They weigh that whole bag. Say, here's 100 pounds of cannabis right here. Get your lawyer to tell us not. You know what I mean? Yeah, so you got to be really careful. I don't like ever driving around with dirty garbage that can get me in trouble.
Yeah, what'd you do with it then?
I let it rot and I let the garbage man take it.
Gotcha. Yeah, garbage man taking it's a good move too.
Yeah, you know what I also had a $100 Harbor Freight chipper shredder, which about all it's good for is cannabis, just grinding.
Winter Grow sold some of those when there's so much warehouse growing on, so you could just grind up all your stocks and all your shit. Yeah.
It worked great, honestly. Still got it on my fingers too.
The one guy had us just 50 gallon drum of acid. Just put it all in there, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Don't leave me around acid.
I think taking it to the dump in plastic bags is probably the best way to go.
And contractor grade, though. Get some good bags.
Yeah, get good bags. Don't get like some weak black ones.
What happens? You get pulled over, man. You get pulled over because I used to have whole trailers full of that shit.
What you do is just cut it real close to the dirt and then keep all your stalks and leaves to compost and then just take just your soil to...
I used to hate when people would throw out soil. You know how fucking easy it is to go to your backyard and kick out the root balls, man?
And that's another thing is if you could just find someone with like a yard that needs fill dirt, you just keep helping them out until you're done.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I'm moving on to the fall prohibition report here. We got a call in here. Who is this from?
You know, I don't know. It's a fucking really cool
person. Rolling Stone. Man. Let's break it down for us. Check this out.
Hey, DGC, it's Rolling Stone here. You guys have been talking about Las Vegas for a couple of months now since we got hit with that grasshopper invasion. I just wanted to give you guys kind of an update on what we've got going on down here in the desert. So there is medical and recreational marijuana here in Las Vegas, and they even say that you can grow up to 12 plants in your house recreationally. But here's the fine print on it. You're not allowed to grow if you are within 25 miles of a dispensary. So if you are 25 miles away from a dispensary, that means you are 20 miles outside of Las Vegas. You're living out in the desert, and the only thing you have to worry about is the coyotes and jackrabbits. So they say you can grow weed here, but they don't really allow people to grow weed here. There's not hardly growing stores. You can't find seeds. You can't get clones. There are a couple of hydroponic stores, but they keep everything pretty hush-hush. Anyways, guys, I'm looking at this MJ BizCon coming up in December. I'll let you know if I make it out to it. But that's Vegas for you. Guys, take it easy. Guru, get to feeling better, man.
I think that's some bull shiz there. 25 miles. We covered that, I believe, on the show. I think that's still true. 25 miles you have to live from the dispensary.
Yeah, people get these laws pushed, and you know, even the big business pushing these laws, and they have no regard for growers. They don't want you to grow on your own.
It just sounds like a complete racket, like dispensary. But let's look, the investment to get into grow though prevents some people from growing. Man, I gotta get a light. I gotta get the genetics, I gotta get this equipment, the soil.
You don't really have to, man. You can just put a fucking plant outside and let it grow.
Ah, touche.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's legal. Regardless, hopefully that's gonna change down there. I've never been to Vegas.
Who's gonna make it change? Who's gonna get millions and millions of dollars to lobby Las Vegas?
People, Scotty, don't forget they work for us.
Keep it vague, man. Keep it vague.
But I haven't tried any of the dispensary weed in Vegas. I don't know exactly what it's like, but you should definitely be able to enjoy your own homegrown for sure.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, I agree.
If you guys want to call in, it's 833-420-2420, or you can go to homepage, dudegrows.com, numbers in the upper left. Check it out. Appreciate
that. Yeah, dig it.
And on the calendar is a Lyft Expo Vancouver. Man, this is January 10th to the 13th. 2019. So coming up, and JR Token himself, he's going to travel international. Coming up to Canada, we're going to hit this for a day or two just to see what's what. It's always get some good content for the show or see who's out You know, this is kind of like the Indo Expo, but right. Canada is the way I'd put it.
Man, so it's international, but not intercontinental, huh?
No, it is not. Huh. But we'll be hanging DGC for sure on that one. Still up in the air about Vegas. I got to make some calls. I got to talk to some people.
Yes. Yes. Sounds good, dude.
Door prize is going to grows.com. Crockett Family Farms Sour Bananas. Over on the homepage, anybody can enter to win this pack of seeds. I think on seeds here now, it's like a $120 pack or something.
Yeah, they're high ditch, man.
And you can enter on the homepage. Anybody can. Just enter with your email, your social media share, and it increases your chances of winning a Crockett Family Farms Sour Bananas. Check it out.
Yes. Dude, being sick today has really got me in practice using the cough button. All right, I'm going to get good at it now.
Doing pretty good. I haven't heard much. All right, what do you got in the hemp, man? In the news, this is titled Hemp Rotting in the Field Because of Processor Backlog. Processing bottleneck could mean losses for farmers.
Somebody
was back for industry.
Yeah, somebody was talking to me about this a couple of weeks ago, and they were like, yeah, you know, you're going to see that there's so much hemp out there, but there's not enough people to process it. So you're going to see it just sitting rotting. And sure enough, 2-3 weeks later, you got this, what is it, the Hemp Industry Daily, I got this article from. Hemp processor bottleneck could mean losses for farmers and setbacks for the industry. And it's kind of interesting, man. Talks about downward pressure on refined products over the last few months. And I actually had to Google what downward pressure meant.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It means the price is going to fall. Yeah, because there's a lot of supply, so the price is going to fall. And kind of like I said, it's very similar to like crude oil, how that goes. Same laws of business apply.
Interesting. But this article is talking about how the industry, it says there hasn't been the ability to install infrastructure to support the fledging cash crop.
Yes, that's exactly
partially
right.
Because financing, equipment issues. It says CBD farmers have not secured contracts from buyers. So a lot of stuff going on. So you're basically saying also that there's going to be way too much.
There's so much. I have a friend. He's actually DGC. Listens all the time. What's up, homie? And was talking about, I think, right a little bit under between 400,000 and 500,000 pounds they're harvesting.
Are these classified, you know, as like hemp, or when I see, is it flowering?
I was asking about it. It's like a ground up milled product already. It has about 10% CBD in it. And it's a commodity.
So you can turn it into a pet product, a tincture, or whatever.
It's a commodity. You can turn it into isolate, full spectrum, whatever you want. You know, there's all these different grades of it. But they're looking, you just send it to basically, I guess, a processor. Maybe you even just sell it to a middleman and he takes it to a processor. But they're talking about how, I didn't realize how little it went for a 10% CBD, you know, pound of milled 10% CBD product. Goes for about $20. It goes for about, I think he was saying about $2 per percentage of CBD.
This is good news, right?
Well, I mean, $20, you think about it. If you have 500,000 pounds of you know, raw CBD and you're getting $2 a pound, we'll do the math on it, man. 500,000 pounds, $2 a pound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's $20 a pound is what you're getting. It's $10 million, man.
Well, it obviously there's a point where the producers want to make their money on it. I want CBD to be as affordable as possible. I still think it's too expensive if you go shop around online or whatever for some tincture or oil.
But that's just because it's fake stuff and nobody knows real from fake. The market hasn't gotten
competitive yet.
Not all
of it's fake stuff. There's plenty of good product out there as well.
I understand, but it competes against 50 or 100. For every one good product, there's 100 to 200 fake products. And because I was just talking to this
guy. Like the MRSA mountain bike?
Yes, like the lousy LEDs out there. Think about there's a half a dozen good LEDs and a couple hundred shitty ones. So yeah, it's the same thing. And what it is you can buy isolate and just use isolate, and it's not the same thing as a full spectrum CBD oil. It's, you know, we know that from Endoscientific, our buddy Pauly. I've given that to so many people, then they've tried like the convenience store CBD or the one you get at the gas station. Everybody comes back to that stuff because it's full spectrum, high quality extract.
I feel you.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll start seeing a difference. I know I am. I got people calling me up being like, no, I need that stuff. The stuff that works. It's my buddy's accent.
Let's talk about this aerial spraying, because I got this image up of we're loading up a plane here with some larvicide, a batch of larvicide. This is titled Aerial Spraying to Occur in 14 Counties to Combat Mosquito-Borne Illness.
I like larvicide, pesticide, genocide. It just means killing stuff, doesn't it?
It's just organic perifrins is what they're spraying. What do you think? Is that good? No, shouldn't, not too bad?
It depends if they're going to, if that's going to fail your outdoor test. If they're going to test your bud and say, sorry, it failed for, it failed for organic perifrins. Then
pretty professional cough button use there. You're getting better.
But that's kind of bullshit, you know? I mean, they're setting you up to fail at that point.
I don't know if they test outdoor flower like that. They're spraying 720,000 acres.
This is from Michigan Matt, who says they do, and it's going to fuck people.
Okay, they're spraying estimated cost between 1.5 and 1.8 million to do this. So you're saying potentially a little bit of conspiracy theory here? Maybe they know they're doing that? Is there a little intentional to screw with the outdoor harvest to help the indoor growers market?
Yeah, I don't know. In this case, maybe it's just they don't give a shit. You know, one part doesn't give a shit about the other part.
They definitely don't give a shit. It says right here there have been 13 confirmed cases in horses, 11 in deer, and 2 pups in the zoo, and a donkey that has also died.
Donkey, man. Once the donkey dies, we're spraying, dude.
Yeah. All right? Whoa.
Well, this is what, if I'm on the budget guy, and I'm like, okay, this is going to cost about $1.8 million, and what's happening? It says only 4 to 5% of people will become sick when infected with the virus.
Only 4 or 5? Oh, when those infected. Okay.
Those infected do not show symptoms. However, those who do usually develop chills, fever, weakness, and muscle and joint pain. And then less than 1% of the people who are affected will develop a serious neurological illness that causes inflammation of the brain or surrounding tissues. And about 30% who develop the neurological infection will die. Man, I'm going to be like, dude, these percentages look good. We don't need to spread.
And then you're a guy that doesn't do math, though, man. Start with 10 million people and then go to that 0.5%. And if you got a couple hundred people that have serious brain injuries from that stuff, and you're the mayor or the governor or whatever.
Is that nature taking its course?
I don't know. If it happens to your kid, you tell me.
Yeah, then I'm pissed.
So it isn't interesting.
I didn't even think about the fact that you're going to get perithrum raining down on an outdoor field. That would suck.
It does suck, but perithrum is... it's not the worst thing in the world, is it? Doesn't it degrade pretty quickly?
Under UV, yeah, if it's sunny out. But it is harvest time. There are some outdoor growers that probably saw this story and was like, shit, because they put the date and time.
I'm not agreeing with it's a complex situation, dude, okay? But these guys have got to get used to discrimination. Even my other buddy is the hemp buddy, working his ass off just to be able to do legitimate business and not get discriminated against. I mean, think about once these guys have a lobby where they can say, hey, look, you can't do this. You can't go spraying this shit because we'll lean on you politically.
I'm down with screwing with mosquitoes. Don't get me wrong. I do want to help people. If Guru would pop in here and be like, dude, do you know how many people in the history of mankind have died from getting bit by a mosquito?
Yeah, I mean, malaria is a real thing. Just because we don't have dengue fever and shit, just because we don't have them here. I mean, I knew there's this famous surfer that I really liked, and he went like to South Africa or something like that to go surfing, and he died of dengue. And I was like, oh, Jesus. You know? I mean, that's fucking legit.
That's when it happens with somebody closer, in the words of Kenny Powers, this shit can kill you? I think they're talking about opioids. He's like, what?
Oh shit, I gotta rewatch that show, man. That's when TV was good.
This product can also be toxic to honeybees and butterflies.
They're
flying at a time when the bees are in their hives.
Yeah, but if we say that we kept people from getting sick, we can probably get reelected. We love the people.
I think it's time to laugh a little. Come Scotty. On.
I couldn't stop laughing today. I did feel
I know you
bad.
Got like 5 memes here.
Yeah, I felt bad about this meme. And God, I do feel bad about shining people like Noob Gross. Call me, man. Give me a call. We'll do something, Noob. I'll send you to the bakery, sir.
Sucks when you're being recorded all the time, man.
Yeah, we'll go to Costa Rica together, dude.
All right, we got another one here by Lemon GF. title. What is this? You're Scotty in a bathrobe or like a cigar smoking robe and fancy slippers.
Oh, it's so funny, man. It's Google page one versus Google page two. And in Google page one, I'm all looking good. I got my image the way I want it. Not really. This is when I was actually fucking around with my pimp outfit, man. My late night pimp outfit.
And but. Google page two is you holding some like slushy drinks. What is going on?
That was me at some baseball game with my kid. And I was the lemonade guy. So I showed up with like five lemonades or something. Looked like a pretty good pick. So
my kid on told animals. Me, he's like, I'm going to play baseball. I almost got angry at him. Come on, that is, dude. Like, what are you talking about? I'd like, I don't know.
And it was dude. Definitely a Seminoles game.
We have to. Oh, yeah. That was when it was. Look how cold it is there, Kyle. Yeah, come on.
Freezing.
Oh, shit. That's
what's going on with the last meme here.
Remember, we were talking about Looney Tunes a couple days ago, and I was saying that I just so politically correct anymore. And they, you know, it's just been scrubbed. All the dirty stuff has just been scrubbed away. And I did forget how dirty it was back in
this
the
is
day.
Really, this can't be a screenshot from Looney Tunes.
I don't know, man. It's a,
I mean,
it's,
she's showing her whipple tickle.
Well, and there's nipple in it. Like this image would get you banned on Facebook.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Zuckerberg.
What are and the rules, you guys. Man? Check can I still like R. Kelly? Jesus.
I've been learning shit from the TV, whipple tickle. All right, let's move on though, dude. You got two videos here, which are pretty goddamn funny.
Yeah, I found these cool, man.
This bacteria, we're looking at a bacteria. What's a bacteria eating?
He's eating algae. And it's just the algae just looks like, that bacteria kind of awesome. Looks like a tulip is what it looks like. And then it's just sucking down these spiral things and it's just eating them. It just never stops eating them, man. And
this is like magnified like 100,000 times or like what?
I don't know. A lot. I don't. You know who Potent Pomic Steve is responsible for this? He posted this and he's got, if you don't follow him on Facebook, man, he has amazing stuff over there. But awesome. We're just watching this thing. And honestly, it looks like it's about to divide. It looks like it's growing a second, you know, a second dealio, you know, and is it going to divide soon? It's fucking cool. But it did remind me, it's just eating and eating and eating. That's all it does is eat. And it reminded me of the great Joey Chestnut. Can we show a little bit?
This is a video hot dog eating contest. Man eats 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
And it looks like he's eating algae. It just looks like, oh, he's just shoveling it in.
What is, do they have paramedics standing by, I'm assuming? 72
he doesn't
hot
look
dogs?
Well. I mean, after the 50th one, he doesn't look well.
Isn't it? And you can't throw up, but right when you're done, you throw up probably to save your life, I'm assuming, because you don't keep that in your gut.
He said one of the worst things about it is the smell that comes out of his body the next day, like radiates through his skin.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that, dude. That's all.
Oh, made my stomach hurt. Like, I'm hungry for lunch here, but I'm like just kind of good for a minute. 72 hot dogs.
That's much, man. That's much.
All right, let's do some shout outs here. Guys, don't forget to share the show, social media, tell a friend, tell your mom or dad, whatever you can do. Help us out. Love to gain the audience and help keep prohibition falling down.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Help us accomplish our goal that I just discovered last night.
Shout out to Fire Farmer and Tanazi Gardens. What's up?
Yeah, Seedman Dan and Mystic Grower. Hell yeah.
Get the Dizzy Grower and Old Dirty Bones.
Yeah, Aim Higher. Hell yeah. Fire Mountain Farms.
Some Hobo Dude. Okay. And Temple of Bloom.
Aw, even a Hobo Dude can be a $10 a month member. Come on, I should inspire y'all.
Peace out, guys. Stay higher.
All right, take her easy, dude. Some people love to blaze up the tank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And when the boss says it's to take a little break, that means we're lighting up a dude. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. In my toolbox, there's a bomb. Start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new. It's just weed. It's just weed. And that's
keep goodbyes on earth. It's just weird, it's just weird. I like to smoke it out me now. Just look at how he's being paid. Now, don't lock up me for smoking weed. I ain't done nothing wrong, wrong, no. Don't lock up me, cause I did weed. Why can't we all?